Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at will.uiuc.edu, where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
It's time now for our opening Commodity Market Report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Well, good morning, Dan. Thank you very much, and good morning, everyone, once again. We are going to take a look now at the resumption of trading on the Kansas City wheat contracts and the Chicago Board of Trade. We, of course, give the overnights at 8:49 in the morning Central Time. July wheat in Kansas City opening at 4.91, up 7. September at 5.01.5, up 7.75. December at 5.09, up 9. July wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade. Also seeing some green on the screen. 3.88.25 was the open, up 4.75. September also up 4.75 at 4.03.5. December opened at 4.20.5, up 3.75, and the March 07 wheat contract in Chicago at 4.37 was up 5 on the open. July corn opened at 2.45.75, up a quarter. September at 2.58, up a half. December at 2.72, up 1. March at 2.82, up 3/4. The May contract at 2.90, up 2. And July opened at 297.5, up 2.25. September 07, up 1 at $3 even. July soybeans opened at 5.91, up 3.25. August at 5.98, up 3. September and November also up 3. September at 6.04.5 and November at 6.19.5 on the open. January 07 opened at 6.29.5, up 4.5. And the March contract way out at 6.35 on the open, and that was up 2.5. July soybean meal opened at 181. That was up 90. August also up 90 at 181.70. And the July soybean oil contract opened up 10 at 24.75. August opened up 5 at 24.90.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Well, let's bring Mike Suslow in from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, to take a look at these numbers and also take a look at what might be the driving forces affecting the market today. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, I imagine people have been looking at the latest supply and demand report, which came out overnight from USDA.
Yeah, the USDA gave us a good report. It gave us, we thought, would be some breathing room here to stop some of this outside market negativity and some of the fund liquidation that we've seen the last week. The wheat carryover in the United States was dropped due to yield. That was a surprise. The major exporters, they lost 1 million metric tons, and major importers around the world gained 500,000 metric tons in terms of what they're going to import. So wheat was our leader in terms of the report. Even the U.S. corn carryover was reduced due to an old crop, 05-06 carryover reduction. That was a friendly event that the market wasn't expecting. And even the world oilseed number, which USDA did its first update for 06-07, that was going to be, they think, down 1.1% versus last year. So between the report and some of the weather models now being a little more questionable about rain and heat after this weekend, and you throw on top of that the outside market's gelling pretty nicely, we had our expectations set pretty high for the corn and especially the wheat and the soy as number three. But so far they've disappointed us. But we've learned by now this market takes the patience of Job to stay in it. So you know, we've got a situation here where we'd really like to see December corn go back above its old contract high of 275, and we'd really like to see that July wheat lead that corn higher, and July wheat to go back up above its 10-day moving average of around 396. And yeah, if we don't get that, we're going to be in a little bit of a hurt psychologically going into the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Kansas City wheat is really up this morning. I see in the Board of Trade now some of the numbers that initially started up have pulled back a bit and are kind of in a narrow range.
That's right. We've seen the Kansas City-Chicago spreading, and we've probably also seen the Minneapolis, which is up as much as Kansas City. Mm-hmm. That's probably been spread against the short Chicago spread activity. But, you know, Jay, I'll tell you, the Chicago folks that we talked to, the traders up in Chicago right now, going into this morning's report, we're in the mindset we've got negative demand and we're at harvest. And even if the harvest is bad in Kansas City, it's still harvest. And so we really want to see Chicago wheat gel here. Spreading off KC against Chicago is just not going to get it here, in our opinion. We really need real strength and real buying on good volume in Chicago to offset some of this negativity.
So what kind of strategy are you going to take if I'm, you know, sitting here wondering, what do I do today?
We've had our break in the outside markets. We think that if the Dow and the S&P, the financial markets, can gel here, then the people that have been worried about interest rates, slowing down growth, slowing down the financial markets, and also slowing down commodities, we think they'll take a pause here and reevaluate between now and the end of the month. Our hope is that we get these closes that we get today. If we don't get those, Jay, we're going to have to really look hard at speeding up some of our hedges. And one of the things we're going to have to talk a lot about with producers here in the next 10 days, if we do go ahead and move, especially on corn hedges, is we really don't like the way the cash market is set up right now. You know, if you put it in this kind of perspective, if USDA has given us a 2.2 billion bushel carryover last year, they've dropped that this morning to 1.1 billion. They've literally cut our carryover in half, and yet we're dealing with some of the worst basis levels for new crop corn that we've seen in some time in many, many areas, especially closer to the Illinois River. That says to us that the futures market is what's going to lead us higher, and the futures market's what's going to lead us lower. So doing a lot of cash selling right here is not recommended. If you do have a localized crop problem, the first thing that should pop is your basis. The first thing that should improve is your basis. So we want to be very leery of locking in bad basis levels at this price and at this time. So we really have to narrow it down to each individual producer at this time and say, how's your basis? And if it's really poor, we want to push harder on the futures and the options and less on the cash sales.
Mike, thanks a lot.
You bet, Jay. Have a good day.
Hey, you too. Have a great weekend. And Mike will be back with Todd Gleason this afternoon on the closing market report at 2:06 to take a look at how the day went. And that, of course, is Mike Zusilo of Risk Management Commodities, Lafayette, Indiana, another one of those who joins us and makes our agricultural service of so much value to you. Perhaps you get the Ag Email newsletter that went out this morning that has these production report numbers, supply and demand numbers on them, and the other valuable information that Todd Gleason and our agricultural director, Dave Dickey, who is out this week but should return next week, we hope, a bit under the weather, produce for you. The largest portion of our operating budget comes from you, the audience we serve. And because we're a non-commercial public radio station, we're able to give you more program and fewer commercial interruptions. Well, actually, no commercial interruptions on WILL Radio. But right now, we do need your help to maintain the quality and the programming service that you've come to expect from us. As of right now, we're $167,000 short of our June 30th fundraising goal. You can help us close it. If you're online, point your browser to willpledge.org, make a credit card contribution, or mail a check to UIF, Friends of WILL Radio, 300 North Goodwin, Urbana, 61801. We thank you very much. Well, let's take a look at how the trade's going right now. The Kansas City July wheat contract at 491 is up 7. July wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade has bounced up 1 at 384.5. September at 399.5, up 3 quarters right now. July corn at 245.5 is just moved to 245.75, up a quarter. September is down a quarter at 257.25, and December at 271. And a quarter, up 1/4. March, up a quarter at 282.25. July soybeans, 588, up a quarter. August at 594.5, down a half. September is even right now at 601.5. November soybeans at 616, down 1/2. July soybean meal 178.70, down 1.40. And the July oil at 24.71 is up 6. August feeder cattle 109.45, down 15. June live cattle 79.47.5, down 40. And the June lean hog 72.65, up 35. The Dow Industrials 10,945, up 6 points. The dollar is down 0.20 at 85.63. Crude oil 71.10, up 75 cents. A barrel. Today in northern and west central Illinois, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms. Elsewhere in Illinois and southwest Indiana, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. Northern and eastern Indiana, partly to mostly sunny, high 66 near Lake Michigan to 88 in far southern Illinois. This is WILL Urbana, just a bit past 10. We need to turn things over to David Inge for Focus 580. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Jay.